Now that NASA has launched its last shuttle mission, the agency is looking to the private sector to build and operate the next generation of space exploration vehicles, rocket ships. One of the companies that has received NASA money for research and development is Boeing. Joining us with what the future of space travel might look like is John Elbon, the executive in charge of Boeing's commercial crew and cargo space programs. Mr. Elbon, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Tom.
All right. So right now, the Soyuz, the Russian rocket, is going to be the vehicle to take people to the International Space Station. What is envisioned beyond that? Because there seems to be about 15 competing proposals going around.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure there's as many as 15, but there's a...
Just seems that way.
At Boeing, we're working on a capsule that would carry up to 7 crew to space station or other low Earth orbiting platforms. We're designing the capsule based on technologies that have been developed on shuttle and station and previous programs. And it will launch on an existing launch vehicle that we're currently in the process of procuring.
So this would be something that's cylinder-shaped that would go on top of a rocket like we used to see before the shuttle.
Yeah, and in fact, we're using the same aerodynamic shape as the Apollo capsules had, because that's an understood shape that we've got information on, and it makes our development less risky.
Now, what about, there's a company called Sierra Nevada, and they have something, I'm not sure it's been built yet, but looks like a picture that they saw 20 years ago of a Russian type of thing that looks like a miniature space shuttle. And there's a couple of competing things like that. Has NASA made a selection yet?
Currently, NASA has in a phase they're calling Commercial Crewed Capability Development 2. It's a second phase. There are 4 contractors that are a part of that effort. They'll be announcing, I hope sometime soon, what the follow-on procurements will be, and we'll see how many they select for the phases that follow the current phase.
So Boeing is part of that four-contractor consortium?
Yeah, we're one of the 4 that are working on the current CCDEV 2 contracts.
Now, you're getting, just out of curiosity, this development effort is something NASA is paying for, right? You're not doing this in the hopes that it'll be chosen at the company's own expense?
Yes, NASA is investing. The companies are also investing. In our case, NASA is investing the preponderance of the cost. But there is a Boeing cost share that's a part of that as well.
Okay, so we are, by the way, we're speaking with John Elbon. He's Vice President and Program Manager for Commercial Crew Programs and Space Exploration at Boeing. And so what is the timeline for deployment, you know, the hope for timeline anyway, to get out of the Soyuz and onto the capsule that Boeing is developing?
We're executing a development program that will have test flights in 14 and early 15, and then we'll be flying crew in late 15. So assuming that the funding's available to keep that program on plan, we'll fly astronauts to space station in late 15.
Let me just ask a question. I mean, do the blueprints still exist for the old Apollo? And probably a naive question, but why couldn't industry just start making those again? They worked.
Technology has advanced a lot, of course, since Apollo. Imagine the computer chip in your watch has as much memory as the computer that was in Apollo had. So because of that, we want to incorporate and take advantage of that new technology, and the design is different. As I mentioned, the aerodynamic shape of the capsule is the same, so there is a lot of technology that was developed during that era that we can leverage.
So it's mainly the innards that are different, but outwardly it would look similar to the older one?
Yeah, it will look similar.
Now, beyond the space station, what do you see is the future for getting people into truly outer space? I mean, there's still occasional talk of Mars or back to the moon.
I think there are 2 big objectives for space exploration going forward. One is to use the space station. There's a lot of international investment in the space station. It's an incredible laboratory, and we need to leverage it and use it as it was intended. That's the first objective. The second objective is really to move beyond low Earth orbit, the vicinity around Earth, and do exploration back to the moon, to asteroids, eventually on to Mars. That requires new technology to be developed. It requires new vehicles to be developed. So the purpose of the Commercial Crew Program is really to enable those two By providing affordable transportation to low Earth orbit, we can utilize the space station, take crew up and down, and not use so much of NASA's budget that there's nothing left over to develop the technologies and vehicles that are necessary then to explore beyond low Earth orbit. So that's really how all that fits together.
Now, besides the crew compartment, do we have the propulsion systems within the possession of the United States that can go beyond the low Earth orbit into the moon zone or to an asteroid?
There's two programs that NASA is working on and that Congress has authorized. One is the multipurpose crew vehicle. The capsule Orion has been identified as the vehicle that will serve that purpose. And NASA is working on the architecture for a space launch system, SLS. It's a heavy launch vehicle on the order of magnitude lift capability is similar to Saturn V when we went to the moon. And so those two pieces are what's being envisioned at the moment to enable that exploration.
And looking at the people side of this, there's so many tens of thousands of contractor people that have been working on these various successive programs ever since there was a NASA, really before that. How does a company like Boeing maintain the people and intellectual base that you need through the ebbs and flows of these different programs?
That's a challenge we have to work. We, of course, are really using that expertise on the commercial crew program I described. And also, we've been working on the upper stage of an avionics systems of a rocket that we hope can transition to the space launch system. So we're capturing that expertise that way. As an industry, though, we have to transition from an operations kind of workforce that has been processing the space shuttles and launching those to a development workforce that will work on new designs and new vehicles and developing those. So there's a transition that we have to go through, and it's somewhat disruptive to the workforce. We just have to manage our way through that.
But it sounds like in many ways, as a nation and as an industry that supports the nation there in space, we're almost repeating what it must have been like in the late 50s and early 60s when the goal was set, but there was no really practical way to do it. It took 10 years.
Well, hopefully we'll reestablish the capability for transportation beyond the vicinity of Earth and then maintain that, you know, do it in such a way that it's sustainable over a period of time as opposed to Apollo, which, you know, if you go through Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, all that happened over about a decade and then it was gone. So we need to develop a capability that can be affordable and sustained over a period of time.
John Elbon is Boeing's Vice President of Commercial Crew Programs, and we thank you very much for joining us with that update. Hopefully we'll see you in space.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
All right. The aircraft maker is participating in a NASA-funded program to develop the next generation of U.S. manned spacecraft. You can find more information, hear this entire interview again. It's all at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.